This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Somidum. Active ingredient, S. zolpidem tartrate. This leaflet provides important information about using Somidum. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Somidum. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Somidum? Somidum contains the active ingredient zolpidem tartrate. Somidum is used to initiate and maintain sleep in those with sleeping difficulties, also called insomnia, in patients over 18 years of age. It is not recommended for use for more than 4 weeks at a time. Somidum has a different chemical structure to other sleeping tablets. It works by binding to special sites in the brain which produce sleep. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. What should I know before I use Somidum? Warnings. Do not use Somidum if you are allergic to zolpidem tartrate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have been drinking alcohol, or you believe that you may have alcohol in your bloodstream. You have sleep apnea, a condition where you temporarily stop breathing while you sleep. You have myasthenia gravis, a condition in which the muscles become weak and tire easily. You have severe liver problems. You have acute and or severe lung problems. You have previously experienced complex sleep behaviors after taking this medicine, including sleepwalking, sleep driving, and or engaging in other activities while not fully awake. Do not give Somidum to a child or adolescent under 18 years of age. There is no experience with its use in children or adolescents under 18 years of age. Check with your doctor if you have any problems with your breathing, or if you often snore while you are asleep. Have ever been addicted to alcohol or any drug or medicine, or if you have ever suffered from a mental illness. If you have, you may be at risk of getting into a regular pattern or habit of taking Somidum. Have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: problems with your heart, liver, kidneys or lungs, epilepsy, depression, mental illness, for example schizophrenia, plan to have surgery, have allergies to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, take any medicines for any other condition, talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you have ever had a mental disorder or have abused or have been dependent on alcohol or drugs. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant, suspect that you are pregnant, or intend to become pregnant. Like most medicines of this kind, Somidum is not recommended to be used during pregnancy. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking it if you are pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Somidum can pass into breast milk. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using it if you are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. Do not take it after the expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack. Do not take it if the packaging is damaged or shows signs of tampering. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Somidum and affect how it works. Medicines that may increase the effect of Somidum include alcohol, medicines to treat depression, anxiety and mental illness, medicine used to produce calmness or to help you sleep, medicines to treat epilepsy, pain relievers, muscle relaxants, antihistamines, ciprofloxacin, a medicine used to treat infections, ketoconazole, a medicine to treat antifungal infections, opioids. These medicines may increase drowsiness. This may affect your ability to drive the car or operate dangerous machinery. You may need to use different amounts of your medicine or take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Medicines that may reduce the effect of Somidum include St. John's wort, also known as hypericum, a herbal remedy used to treat depression, rifampicin, a medicine used to treat infection. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking. And if these affect somnidum, how do I use somnidum? How much to take? The usual adult dose of somnidum is 1 tablet, 10 mg taken, just before you go to bed. If you are over 65 years of age, the dose is half a somnidum tablet, 5 mg taken, just before you go to bed. If you have any liver problems, the usual recommended dose is half a somnidum tablet, 5 mg. Do not take somnidum if you have severe liver problems. Your doctor may have prescribed a different dose. The lowest effective daily dose should be used, and must not exceed 10 mg. Follow the instructions they give you, and use somnidum until your doctor tells you to stop. If you take the wrong dose, somnidum may not work as well. If you take too much, your consciousness may be impaired. See if you take too much somnidum below. Ask your doctor if you are unsure of the correct dose for you. They will tell you exactly how much to take. When to take somnidum. Take somnidum immediately, before you go to bed, or while you are in bed. Somnidum should only be taken when you are able to get a full night's sleep, 7 to 8 hours, before you need to be active again. It should be taken in one dose, and not be re-administered during the same night. How long to take it? Usually, somnidum, or any other medicines to treat sleeping disorders should only be used for short periods, e.g. 2 to 4 weeks. Continuous long-term use is not recommended, unless advised by your doctor. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure how long to take the medicine for. How to take somnidum. Swallow the tablet whole with a full glass of water, unless your doctor has told you to take half a tablet. If you take somnidum on an empty stomach, it may work faster. If you forget to use somnidum. If you forget to take somnidum before you go to bed, and you wake up late in the night, or very early in the morning, do not take it. You may have trouble waking at your normal time. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor. If you use too much somnidum. If you think that you have used too much somnidum, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you take too much somnidum, your consciousness may be impaired, ranging from drowsiness to light coma. What should I know while using somnidum? Things you should do. Tell all the doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking somnidum. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking somnidum. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking this medicine. If you become pregnant or suspect that you are pregnant while you are taking somnidum, stop taking it and tell your doctor or pharmacist immediately. Call your doctor straight away if you have any of the serious side effects listed in Section 6. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using somnidum. Things you must not do. Do not take more than the recommended dose, unless your doctor tells you to. This can increase the risk of side effects. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not drink alcohol before or after taking this medicine. This can increase the risk of side effects, or the effects of alcohol could be made worse while taking somnidum. Things to be careful of. If you are over 65 and unwell, or taking other medicines, you may be more sensitive to some of the side effects of somnidum. Some patients may be particularly susceptible to the sedative effects of this medication, which may increase the possibility of a fall. Somnidum can cause drowsiness and a decreased level of consciousness. Keep somnidum in a safe place to protect it from theft. It may be used illicitly for criminal action, which could be dangerous, particularly in combination with alcohol, when given without knowledge of the victim. Never give your somnidum to anyone else, because it may harm them. After taking somnidum, sleep medicines should, in most cases, be used only for short periods of time. If your sleep problems continue, consult your doctor. Some medicines can cause dependence, especially when they are used regularly for longer than a few weeks. People who have been dependent on alcohol or other drugs in the past may have a higher chance of becoming addicted to sleep medicines. If you have been addicted to alcohol or drugs in the past, it is important to tell your doctor before starting somnidum. Sometimes when medicines are stopped suddenly, after being used for a long time, withdrawal symptoms may occur. Symptoms of withdrawal may include abdominal and muscle cramps, vomiting and sweating. In some cases, your insomnia may appear worse for a short time, which may be accompanied with other reactions including mood changes, anxiety and restlessness. Speak to your doctor if this occurs. Patients taking part in trials have not had any problems when they stopped taking Somidom. However, let your doctor know if you have any problems when you stop taking Somidom, driving, or using machines. Because Somidom will make you sleepy, you should not operate dangerous machinery or drive motor vehicles for 8 hours after you take it. You should also be careful the next morning when you wake up. Make sure you know how you react to Somidom before you drive the car or operate machinery. This is very important if you are taking other drugs that also make you drowsy. Drinking alcohol. You should not drink alcohol while you are taking Somidom. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may increase the risk of side effects, or the effects of alcohol could be made worse while taking Somidom. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor, as soon as possible, if you do not feel well while you are taking Somidom. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Head and neurology related. Drowsiness. Dizziness. Headache. Fatigue. Anxiety. Nightmares. Vertigo. Ataxia. Poor attention and concentration. Memory impairment and loss. Unexpected changes in behavior. These have included rage reactions, worsened insomnia, confusion, agitation, depression, hallucinations, delirium, and other forms of unwanted behavior. R-related. Double vision. Gastrointestinal-related. Diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. Abdominal pain. Musculoskeletal-related. Back pain. Muscle weakness. Infection-related. Infections of the nose, throat and chest. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reactions. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Hives. Fainting. Sleepwalking and associated behaviors. Sleepwalking, driving motor vehicles and other unusual, and on some occasions dangerous, behaviors whilst apparently asleep. These have also included preparing and eating food, making phone calls, or having sexual intercourse. People experiencing these effects have had no memory of the events. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Alcohol can increase the risk of sleepwalking and other related behaviors. These side effects can also occur without the presence of alcohol. Although these side effects can occur at the usual recommended doses, the risk of these behaviors occurring may also be increased if you take more than the recommended dose. Some sleep medicines may cause short-term memory loss. When this occurs, a person may not remember what has happened for several hours after taking the medicine. This is usually not a problem, since most people fall asleep after taking the medicine. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Zolpidem contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Zolpidem tartrate 10 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Progelatinized maize starch. Magnesium stearate. Instacote Universal White A05G 13783. Potential allergens. Lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Zolpidem looks like. Zolpidem is a white to off-white, capsule-shaped breakable tablet, marked ZM Breakline 10 on one side and G on the other side, OSTAR 119196. Who distributes Zolpidem? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in February 2024. Zolpidem is a Viatris company trademark. Zolpidem_CMI/FEP24/00.